Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Friday, February 2nd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn steady at 447 and a quarter, March wheat up a nickel at 606 and a half, and March beans down a penny and a quarter at 1202. Today is Groundhog Day. Punxsutawney Phil did not see his shadow at forecasts in early spring, which I think is good news for everybody. The weather in Argentina is hot and dry through early next week. They're looking for a quarter inch to an inch and a quarter rains. If they don't get those rains, we're going to see another dip in Argentinian corn and soybean production. Now, on February 8th, we're going to see the new supply and demand report. Most people are thinking that the USDA is going to shave Brazilian and Argentina crops, which I think is right. And some people are saying that the funds might want to cover some of their short positions before that, and I kind of agree with that as well. StoneX came out with their soybean production in Brazil. It's 50.3 million metric tons. That's down from 152.8 last month. The USDA crush came in at 204.3 million bushels. It's about 1.7 million under what they were looking for, but it's still a record number for any month. So still good crush demand out here. The jobs number came out with non-farm payroll increasing significantly. It was up 335,000 jobs, and they increased the December numbers, revised them up. So the stock market tanked. The dollar rallied significantly. It's almost a full point off its lows out here. It's up 74 ticks. Bonds are down about 2 points. Silver's down 60 cents. So that may have some impact on the grains here as well. Overall, if I were the funds, I'd be looking for a spot to cover some shorts out here. If not, you know, today, then I would think on Monday, but we'll have to see. Overall, you know, the market's been weak. We've had this key reversal in the corn. We were higher on Wednesday by a half a cent, lower on yesterday by a penny, so kind of negating it. If we're lower again here today, it's certainly not a good sign, but that 447 and a half pivot is probably a pretty good number out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.